Proclamation number 8242 of 16th of August, 1962. The mind should not be overestimated. Response: heart. Nothing will remain unanswered for you which moves you as a spiritual question, for it shall become light in you again, and you shall receive this light from me, from the eternal light which wants to radiate into the darkness in order to chase it away completely. But it is important that you desire it from me myself, that you therefore consciously and voluntarily open yourselves to receive my ray of love which you once voluntarily rejected. The fire of love radiates the light of wisdom. My eternal fire of love will and must shine brightly and thus also give light, i.e., deepest realization, knowledge of pure truth and penetration into deepest wisdoms. My light of love gives brightest enlightenment about all correlations which concern the creature with its creator and which also give you humans the correct image of your God and creator. During the time of your existence as a human being you can be introduced to extensive knowledge but only ever by me myself, who is the eternal truth and whom you must appeal to for the supply of truth. Yet you will remain ignorant if you only try to penetrate the secrets of creation with your intellect, my reign and activity, my plan of eternity. And the state of ignorance is spiritual darkness. It is night around your soul, it recognizes nothing and therefore does not feel happy in its darkened state. But it can change it itself, because only an earnest desire for enlightenment can cause it to turn to me and ask me to give it light. And truly, the eternal light will let its rays fall into your heart and the darkness of spirit will be removed. Once my ray of light of love has ignited in you, then the flame of love will shine ever brighter, because you will now be inwardly stimulated into loving activity and this will signify an ever firmer bond with me, who is eternal love. And the degree of your love will always increase and you will see ever more brightly, you will truly be able to penetrate everything, and there will be no limit to the amount of knowledge you may receive, because your original state was brightest realization and you shall attain this original state again. Therefore, every person who lives in love will be allowed to ask me questions, and he will always be able to expect an answer. There shall be no gap in your knowledge for you who entrust yourselves to me and faithfully ask me myself for light, for knowledge. For I want you to regain everything you once voluntarily gave away. I want there to be no more unsolved problems for you which you faithfully submit to me, and thus I also want you not to be afraid to ask what you are not yet fully enlightened about. You should only ever receive the answer through your heart and not rate your intellect too highly, for it alone is unable to give you a sufficient and truthful answer if it is not conveyed to it by the heart, which was illuminated by me myself with my light, which now no longer allows for darkness and therefore will also make you happy. Thus you first have to develop love within yourselves by voluntarily opening yourselves to me and desiring a ray of love from me which then impels you into loving activity, and the light within you can then shine ever brighter. Because I myself, the light of love from eternity, can now take abode in your hearts as soon as you have prepared this abode for me through a life of love, as it is my will. Then you can be certain of my presence, and then I will constantly instruct you, because through love the bond is established between your spiritual spark and the Father Spirit of eternity. And then I myself can work in you through my spirit. Understand that only love gives you light and that anyone who lives in love is intimately united with me so that my flow of strength can flow into him unhindered, and this therefore also means brightest realization. That the being will regain its original state in which it stood in brightest light, and it has now aligned itself with my nature again because it has attained light itself. Because it now allows itself to be constantly illuminated by me again and has now finally overcome the darkness. Amen.